You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early rises this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers, all my bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. All my local funeral home workers and, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Hope you all are having a great start to your Thursday. Appreciate you tuning in. Lots to talk about and get into this morning. No Braves last night. Game got rained out. So we will find out what the Braves and Philly series will come about, and we'll finish that series up. Just to give you a quick note on that, I have to pull it back up here in a second. We're going to talk about the very disappointing Western Conference Finals closeout game last night. Very disappointed that it was not a better game, and the fact that a regular season Atlanta United game last night was better than game 5 of the Western Conference Finals. But, you know, it goes like that. sometimes. But the game for Braves and Phillies last night, postponed due to inclement weather. It's going to be made up today as a part of a split day-night doubleheader. So they're going to still make those two games up because they don't want to obviously have to worry about making up a division game later. So they're just going to go ahead and knock out two games today. So that'll be the plan. So there's going to be a game today at 1:05 and then another game at 6:45. So you have a 1:05 game and a 6:45 game. So a little bit of a doubleheader there. So today's going to be a little bit wonky thanks to that Philly weather, but it is what it is. Braves and Phillies will have to play through it. So that's the quick update there. But as far as the Western Conference Finals go last night, I'm disappointed. I am very disappointed about the type of game we got. I'm not going to necessarily say the effort because I really don't want to question anybody's effort. And I felt like the Timberwolves just were, again, completely outmatched. And the Thunder just seemed like they wanted it more. They really just seemed like they wanted it more last night. And that game never really seemed close. And it seemed like the Thunder were always ready to come out and stand on business and handle their business. And they certainly did that last night with a 124-94 victory over the Timberwolves. A 30-point win in a closeout game. To me, that's just crazy. A 30-point win in a closeout game. Thunder were not playing games at all. And the Timberwolves just didn't get a lot from Ann again. It was, a not-so-great night for Ann, and this was a not-so-great series for Ann either. I mean, besides the one game they won, that was kind of the only good game it felt like he really had. 19 points last night, 1-7 from three. Wasn't very good from three this series either. 7-18 from the field. Julius Randle, again, had a solid night, but again, he was too wishy-washy. He would have one good game, one bad game, one good game, one bad game, it felt like. This whole entire series, he had 24 points, 4-6 from 3, 8-14 from the field. That's great, but nobody else really helped you out. Naz Reid did have 11 points. He was 5-6, and he hit his lone three. Terrence Shannon Jr. had a solid performance, you know, but that was kind of in garbage time at that point. But the Thunder, they came to play. SGA looking like the MVP, and he showed why he deserved the MVP. 34 points in a closeout game. Last night, 14-25, 2-4 from 3, 8 assists, 7 rebounds. Jalen Williams, J-Dub, had 18 points. Chet Holmgren had a solid game, maybe one of his best, maybe his best game of the postseason. 22 points, hit 2-4 from 3, 8-13 from the field. Lou Dort had 12 points as well, hit 4 threes. Isaiah Joe had 11 points kind of in mop-up time. So Thunder shot the ball really well last night, too, 52.3% from the field, 40% from three, and it was a different story for the Timberwolves, 41% from the field, 35% from three. And look, for the Timberwolves, it's just they started, to me, I think, way too slow, because if you look at if you solely read the stats, it doesn't seem like this game should have been a blowout the way it was. I mean, besides, again, the shooting was a little bit lopsided, so obviously, that was something for sure, but the Timberwolves didn't shoot from three that much worse than the Thunder did. 35-40% is a gap for sure, but not too terrible of a gap. Now, field goal percentage-wise, that was definitely a difference, 41-52, but turnovers-wise, the Timberwolves had 21, Thunder had 16, but the Thunder actually gave up more points off their 16 turnovers than the Timberwolves gave up off their turnovers. Thunder gave up 19 points off their turnovers, and the Timberwolves gave up 18. So you won in that regard. So the Thunder did dominate in the paint. So they were a bit better in the paint. 54-42 as far as points in the paint goes. But man, I mean, just the Thunder had a 39-point lead at one point. 39, almost folded. So I'm just disappointed at the lack of competitiveness from last night's game. But look, I'm going to be honest with y'all right now. I think the Thunder are going to win it all. The Thunder, to me, and look, the Pacers are playing really good basketball right now, and I think the Pacers obviously will be a tough test for the Thunder because I don't think the Knicks are coming back. Just like I didn't think the Timberwolves are coming back, I don't think the Knicks are going to come back. But just like the – just how the Thunder play defense and how just menacing and how swarming they can be on that defensive end and how not only do they have good individual defenders – but they are a good team defense as well. And it's rare that you feel like you have both. Usually you have, you know, a good defender or a really good defender, maybe two. And, you know, your team defense is just okay. But this Thunder team defense is really good. And they have a lot of good individual defenders, which makes sense why their whole team defense is good because they got a lot of good individual defenders. But still, it's just very impressive to me how sound they are individually and together as a defense. So I think that's really going to help them. And as far as the Pacers' pace of play, and again, I know the Pacers still got to win one more game tonight and they still got to take care of business, but I am very much of the opinion that the Pacers are going to win the series. Even if they don't win it tonight, I feel like they'll win it in six. But still, if we are looking at a Pacers-Thunder final, I do think that the Thunder are probably one of the only teams in the NBA that could maybe slow down the Pacers defensively and maybe make the pace and dictate the pace of play against the Pacers. While the Pacers have been really good, especially these last two series against the Cavaliers and the Knicks, at dictating the pace of play and making those teams play at their pace, I think the Thunder could make the Pacers play at their pace. Again, no pun intended. But we'll see. I think it should be a very entertaining series. I know it's not the series that most of us want, but it's the series we're going to get, and it's the two best teams. It's probably going to be the two best teams that are playing right now. So the Thunder have been the best team all year, and so it makes sense why they are in it. And the Pacers, I think, honestly, got hot at the right time. And we'll see if they end up finishing the job against the Knicks and getting in it as well. But I think it still will be a intriguing and exciting matchup that will deliver good basketball. I think it will deliver good basketball. Now, we'll find out for sure once it gets started in the final start on June 5th. And again, the Pacers still got to close it out. I think they will, but we'll see. Maybe the Knicks can pull off a comeback. Who knows? I don't think they necessarily have it in them, but we'll see if they can end up getting the job done. But again, just very disappointing. Feel bad for Ant-Man because he is going out this season with a very sour taste in his mouth, and he is going out this season with a lot of people looking at him sideways like, bro, Ant-Man, what happened? What went down in the Western Conference Finals? What made you have those performances? Like, what got into you, dog? Like, we ain't used to seeing Ant-Man struggle. We ain't used to seeing Ant-Man have to battle adversity this hard. We ain't used to this. The game was seeming like it was coming easy to Ant-Man for a while there. It was just seeming like he was going to run roughshod through the NBA for a minute there. But he ran into a really good team in the Oklahoma City Thunder. And so we'll see what the Timberwolves do this offseason to adjust and how they regroup. And Ant-Man said after the game that nobody's going to work harder than me, and I believe it. Ant-Man seems like he definitely is a gym rat for sure, and I think he'll definitely be putting in the work this summer. And we'll find out next season just how he's going to come back and what message he's going to try and deliver. But for OKC, it just seems like this year is a kind of destiny year for them. They were the best team in the NBA all year long. And they really have had besides the 7-game series with the Nuggets, seems like they've had a pretty easy go of it in the postseason. Because you look at, they went 7 with the Nuggets, and then I think they beat the, they swept the Grizzlies. Then they go against seven with the Nuggets, and then obviously they beat the Thunder here in five. So besides that Nuggets series, they've kind of cruised through the NBA playoffs for the most part. So we'll see if they can continue and finish their destiny as they punch their ticket to the NBA Finals. First of two teams to punch their ticket to the NBA Finals, and we'll see if the Pacers can do the same thing tonight as they have the New York Knicks with their backs up against the wall as the Pacers have a 3-1 lead in that series. That game kicks off tonight. Tip-off set for 8 p.m. So we'll see if the Knicks can stay alive or if the Pacers will become the next team to punch their ticket in the NBA Finals. And then we'll see if we have our finals matchup set by around 10:30 tonight. So we'll find out. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we let you hear from Raheem Morris, Michael Penix Jr., Darnell Mooney. Yesterday, we're going to let you hear from the defensive side of the ball a little bit today. Jesse Bates, Caden Ellis, Leonard Floyd, Jordan Fuller, they all spoke yesterday. We'll let you hear some of what they had to say on the other side as Falcons OTAs continue. That's coming up next. Here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work, already at work. Appreciate you tuning in. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in, that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. Appreciate you tuning in as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the station and listen to this show wherever you are, whenever you are, whenever you want. And for my show in particular, all you got to do, like I said, download that free Odyssey app on your smartphone, on your smart devices. Once you got it downloaded, search the radio station, 92.9 The Game. Then you want to find my show, The Hometown Take. Once you find the radio station, follow it, subscribe to it. Then you'll be able to go back and listen to my show whenever. Go back and listen to it in its full entirety, too. It could be at 7 a.m. once you're getting up and getting ready for getting ready for work, or 8 a.m. once you're on your way to work, or 10 a.m. once you're settled in at work, or even maybe 5 p.m. once you're on your way home for work. Whenever you have a chance to listen, you can listen whenever you want. That's the beauty of the Odyssey app. So make sure you download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. You can go back and listen to shows in their full entirety. You can go back and listen to your favorite segments, interviews, all that and more with the free Odyssey app. So download it on your smart devices today. All right, we're going to let you hear from some Falcons here in just a minute, because OTAs are still going on around the league, and the Falcons had their first day of OTAs this past Tuesday. And I really think this Falcons team is going to finally break this playoff drought that they're in, because it's been, what, 7-8 seasons since the Falcons have been in the postseason. 2017 was the last time the Falcons, was the last year the Falcons were in the playoffs. Year after the Super Bowl, they found a way to come back after a little bit of a rough start to the year and get in the postseason and won a playoff game too. And honestly, they were, if Keanu Neal doesn't knee that interception and actually catches it, then, you know, who knows what could have happened. And they possibly could have took down the Eagles in that playoff game. Remember, that was the 1-2 where we had four chances at the end to get it to Julio, but it didn't work. But anywho, that we had a good defense that year too. And look, I think we have a chance to have a really good defense this year as well too. And we're going to let you hear from some of those defensive players here in just a second. But I really am – I think we have a good mix of young and hungry defensive players. And it's a good mix of young and hungry defensive players with some veterans that can lead these defensive – that can lead these young and hungry defensive guys. So – we'll see what ends up happening, but I just really feel good about this defense. And I think this offense is just only going to get better than what it was, where it was at last year. And when I say get better from where it was at last year, I mean when it was at its best. Because we saw, even though the defense let us down last year, that offense looked good against the Carolina Panthers. And look, that Panthers defense had some holes in it because they had some injuries, but I think it's going to be definitely a fun year. So we're going to see. All right, we're going to let you hear from some of these Falcons defenders. And first, I want to let you hear from my guy Jesse Bates, because we know Jesse Bates is that dude. And he is always making sure that whatever it is, he's got everything right and he's got the defense on lock. And he's been very much connected with Jeff Ulbrich as soon as Jeff Ulbrich got here and became the defensive coordinator. And yesterday, Jesse Bates got asked what he is most excited and what makes him most excited and what gets him excited about Jeff Ulbrich's defense. And look, I think when you think about this Jeff Ulbrich defense, I think he is very good at developing. He's very good at handling the linebacker. So I think our linebacker spot will be in a much better place than it was last year, because remember when Jeff Ulbrich was here as the linebackers coach, he helped develop guys like Devondre Campbell, Deion Jones, guys like that. And so I'm hoping he can help, you know, get guys like Divine Diablo and Troy Anderson and J.D. Bertrand, and help even maybe Caden Ellis do a little bit, help him maybe develop even a little bit more, learn a new trick or two. So we'll see. But getting back to Jesse Bates, and here is Jesse Bates talking about what gets him excited about Jeff Ulbrich's defense.
I love the fact that he's been in our chairs before. Anytime, you get a new coach, sometimes some coaches like to emphasize some things, overcoach some things, and say it's all about the X's and O's. But when you have a coach that's been there before, that's been in those seats, that's been in installs before, it's a little bit easier to apply what he's talking about in the meetings and stuff like that. So it's been great. Jeff's super demanding. He has that linebacker like personality. So it's been good. It's been good to work with him, and I'm excited for what's to come.
I'm excited for what's to come too, Jesse. And yeah, I mean, look, I think Jeff Ulbrich, of course, he's going to be demanding. He wants the best out of these players, but I think he's also demanding too, because I think he sees some definite potential in this defense and in this group. And so I think, again, this could be a very, very fun defense to watch this year. And let's actually stay in the safety room for a couple of minutes, shall we? Because we talked about some of the competition that's going to be in the safety room, not with Jesse Bates, because we know Jesse Bates, he's going to be there. You can write him in ink at this point, and let, I don't even want to put this out there, but knock on whatever this table is made out of. Unless injury comes up, Jesse Bates is going to be out there on that field. But who's going to be next to Jesse Bates? That is a question, because Xavier Watts is a guy who could possibly be ready to start day one. I don't think he's going to be necessarily asked to do that, because we got a guy in Jordan Fuller who also spoke yesterday, and Jordan Fuller talked about what is going to make him stand out in the safety room.
Hopefully in the way I prepare and just approach the game and approach every single day. Yeah, I just try to be me out there. So all I can say is like, it's going to be different because I'm just going to be me out there. That's the only thing.
He's just going to do him out there. And so I'm here for it. That's cool. But, when you think about this safety competition between Jordan Fuller, Xavier Watts, and DeMarco Helms as well, because you got to throw DeMarco's name in there for what he did his rookie year. And even though he was injured coming off of last year, I think there are still a lot of high hopes for a guy like DeMarco Helms. I think Jordan Fuller is definitely in the driver's seat and in the pole position right now, just because he has that veteran experience over obviously Xavier Watts, who's a rookie, and even over a guy like DeMarco Helms, who, while he's been in the league now a couple of years, he has been injured, so he hasn't been able to get the same type of experiences as obviously a guy like Jordan Fuller, who's been in the league for a minute now. So I think the most likely scenario is probably to at least start this season, Jordan Fuller is going to be that guy next to Jesse Bates. Now, depending on how Xavier Watts and or DeMarco Helms come along throughout the season, maybe one of them takes over during the season. I think if that's the case, I don't think that would necessarily be a bad thing for the Falcons, because I think that's ultimately what they want to happen, what they want to see happen. And you just signed, Jordan Fuller to a short-term deal. I think he's on a one-year deal. So, Jordan Fuller being depth halfway through the season and being a bench guy throughout the season and being second string throughout halfway through the season wouldn't make the Falcons, they wouldn't bat an eye at that at all. And they'll probably actually be happy that their young guys are, developing where they're proving they should be on the field in a starting role, in a starting position. So if you end up seeing either Xavier Watts or DeMarco Helms start maybe halfway through the season, or maybe even a third of the way through the season, I think that's really good. I think it's a little bit far-fetched, not too far, but a little bit far-fetched to think that either one of them might take the spot from Jordan Fuller. If anybody's going to do it, it'll be DeMarco Helms because, like I said, he does have a little bit of familiarity already with the Falcons, not obviously with Jeff Ulbrich because this is Jeff Ulbrich's first year here, back here. But he does have a little, obviously, familiarity with the Falcons. And so, you know, he has a chance, I think, maybe to maybe take that spot in training camp. And let me be clear, too. It's not like Xavier Watts doesn't have a chance. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying it's just highly unlikely that Xavier Watts takes that spot away from Jordan Fuller right out of training camp. And I think it's also probably unlikely that DeMarco Helms even takes that spot away from Jordan Fuller in training camp. But, again, depending on how they play, maybe a third of the way through, or halfway through, or two-thirds through the season, maybe it's a different story. Maybe we'll see DeMarco Helms or Xavier Watts come in and be the one that gets that line share of snaps next to Jesse Bates. But let's transition quickly while we have a couple of minutes here to the pass rush, because obviously we are very excited about a couple of new faces that are here in this pass rush room. When you talk about Leonard Floyd, when you talk about Jalen Walker, when you talk about James Pierce Jr., and when we talk about Leonard Floyd, obviously he was probably the biggest free agent signing that the Falcons made this offseason. But then they obviously go and get Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. in the draft. So Leonard Floyd was asked, you know, now that they've drafted Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. in the same room as you, he was asked, where does he fit in this group? And Leonard Floyd talked about that yesterday, and I thought what he had to say was pretty interesting. So here is Leonard Floyd talking about where he fits in this pass rush group for the Falcons.
I feel like I fit right in. I'm a guy who's been through a lot as far as my career. I got a lot of experience, and I'm just coming in and giving as much knowledge to the guys as I can.
So we see he's just going to look, try and fit in, get in where he can fit in, feel like he fits in. Well, I think he does too. I think he'll be a very calming presence to a Jalen Walker and a James Pierce. And he'll be a guy with, obviously, Jalen Walker went to Georgia just like he did, so they have that connection already. But I think to both guys, and Walker and James Pierce Jr., I think he'll be a guy that they go to a lot, and hopefully Leonard Floyd will take him under his seems like he'll take them right under their wing and do whatever he can to help them out. I want to let you hear this one last one real quick from Kay Nellis talking about his early thoughts on Jalen Walker as well.
Man, he's explosive. That's one of the, like, I haven't been an individual with him, sadly. I'm inside. He's been with the outside guys. But every time Coach pulls up one of his clips from individual, it's like, dang, he's explosive. And then today I saw it a few times in our team reps. You know, I know it wasn't full pass rush, not a lot of fully go. But darn it, that man's his get-off is nice. So I'm excited about him.
That get-off is nice. He's explosive. Words we love to hear from Caden Ellis, man. And I can't wait to watch Jalen Walker in a Falcons uniform, man. That first sack. Going to be a movie. That first sack going to be cinema. Hopefully it comes on the first play, the first game, even though, you know, he may or may not be in, but we'll see. But anywho, you get what I'm saying. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we got to recap that Atlanta United game. I was in the building last night. I was in the bins, and a thing happened that I'm not necessarily proud of, but I'm going to say I took one for the team. We'll talk about it next. Here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. It is a downhill race to the weekend now. We're almost there. You're almost through the short week. I'm not going to lie. I don't know why, but for this being a short week, I'm not going to lie, this week has gone by a little bit slower than expected. Not mad at it. Not mad at all. I cherish every day because that's just what you got to do. Can't take anything for granted. But I expected this week, I don't know, I feel like to go by a lot faster. And maybe now that I'm talking about it, maybe it hasn't been that bad. But just feels like it's been a very, very, not drawn out. Drawn out's not the worst word. But like I said earlier, just feels like it's gone by slower than expected. I don't know. But anywho, appreciate you all tuning in. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. I do want to talk about Atlanta United because guess what? Two straight W's. For the Five Stripes, we got to give it up for him. We got to give it up for him. I mean, man, how about him? And I dropped my phone. That's not good. We had to make the quick reach for it. We got it, though. All right. Atlanta United, a 3-2, a comeback 3-2 victory over Orlando. I know Joseph Martinez is laughing somewhere because deep down, even though, you know, things didn't necessarily end well between him and Atlanta United, I still know he doesn't like Orlando. But anywho, that rivalry continues after a crazy match last night where tempers did flare up a little bit. We'll get to that. But Atlanta United now, two straight W's for the Five Stripes. And that felt like more of the Atlanta United team we expected to see all this season. We got it a little bit at the beginning. Then since March 29th, we haven't seen it up until these last two matches. So, again, got it the first couple months of the season, and these last two matches, we've gotten it as well. 7 goals over their last two matches. And if you go back to their whatever their last win on March 29th, they have only scored. They didn't score any against Philly, one against Austin, one against Chicago, one against Nashville. So that's three right there. And then they didn't score any against the last matchup against Orlando, and none against Philly again, none against New England, draw against Dallas. So that's four. So over their last however many matches I just listed off what? Four and five, six, seven, eight. They scored four goals in eight matches between March 29th and these last two matches in the last, handful of days, like 4 days. Between March 29th up until now, well, really, March 29th to May 25th, we'll call it that, because that's when they broke the winless streak against Cincinnati and got the 4-2 win. But between March 29th and May 17th, they scored four goals. They scored four goals in eight matches. And over the last two games, they've scored seven goals in two matches. You see the difference. It's quite clear. These last two matches, they have found a way to put the ball in the back of the net. And they had some late match heroics last night. Orlando got the scoring started early, and I mean early, early, fourth minute early. Cesar Arujo got the goal. Ramiro, then Alexei Moranchuk, tied it up in the 19th minute, got the equalizer there. Then in the 32nd minute, Ramiro Enrique gave Orlando the lead back. But then Bartosz Szlich in the 83rd minute equalized it. And then how about Jamal Tiede icing the game again in the 95th minute, basically at almost near the death of the game, gives Atlanta United the lead. And I took one for the team. Simone and I were at the match last night, had a great time, but we had to leave a little bit early because Simone had to go to her book club. Not even going to lie to you. She had to go to book club. And Atlanta United was down at that point. They didn't really have any juice because we left around the 70th minute. We left around the 70th minute. So Atlanta United was still down 2-1. They hadn't scored for a minute. They had just had a solid chance right before we left, but they hadn't scored. So we left, and then we get to our car. We're driving, and I'm going to drop her off at our book club, and we're driving past the Benz in the car, and we see, Mercedes-Benz Stadium is so beautiful at night. You can see through it. You can see the big halo board. We see goal, and we're like, oh, they scored. Oh, my gosh, they scored. They must have tied it up. We keep driving past Mercedes-Benz. We get a little peek at the halo board and see the score, and we're like, wait. That says 3-2 Atlanta. They scored twice. So from the time we left Mercedes-Benz Stadium to the time we were in the car driving past Mercedes-Benz Stadium, they had scored two goals, obviously, in the 83rd minute and the 95th minute. So took one for – we left early. But I'm going to say we took one for the team because I'm going to say that leaving early was good luck for the Five Stripes. Now, obviously, that didn't matter regardless. And obviously, we wish we would have stayed. Hindsight's 20/20, but – nah, man, it's all good. Just knowing that Atlanta United got the dub was really good. Another thing that helped, too, and this is the other thing that we said we're going to talk about, tempers flared a little bit. 77th minute, and we're actually walking. This actually happened right as we were walking out of the Benz. They have, shout out to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, they have Mike Conti's call playing on the speakers that you can hear outside, right outside Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And we hear Mike Conti shouting about a red card. And Cesar Arujo had his hands apparently around somebody's neck on Atlanta United. And so he got sent off. And then after that happened in the 77th minute, six minutes later, that's when Bartosz Szlich gets the equalizer. And then Jamal Tiede gets that 95th minute goal. So obviously Orlando, with getting that red card, had to play a man down the rest of the match. And obviously Atlanta United took heavy advantage of that, scoring two goals late in the match. So you take it how you can get it, but congratulations to Atlanta United getting 6 points in their last two matches after they had gone almost a month without winning a match. So that is that's good for Atlanta United. Look, hopefully they are picking up steam, picking up momentum, because they absolutely need it right now. When you take a look at the MLS Conference, Eastern Conference table, they are in 12th right now, 3 points behind New England for 10th, 5 points behind Charlotte for 9th, 7 points behind, NYCFC for 8th, and they play Red Bulls next. Red Bulls is 7th with 24 points. So if you find a way to get a win over Red Bulls, now this is going to be in New York in Red Bull Arena, where it is very tough to play because they have that very small and what feels like illegally small size pitch out there in New York. But if you can find a way to get a win in Red Bull Arena, then that would be very, very huge for Atlanta United. So we'll see if they can look, three start to win a streak. They get themselves one more. We call it a winning streak for Atlanta United. And look, they haven't been fun to talk about over the last 2 months because they hadn't been winning. It's either been a loss or a draw from March 29th up until May 25th. So now they've gotten a couple of wins and built up some momentum and a couple of very nice wins. Five stripes back in the mix, it seems like. So hopefully they can keep their winning ways going, and hopefully they can find a way to get a win against Red Bulls coming up on Saturday. So quick turnaround, as they're going to have two matches within the week, but should be fun for Atlanta United, and hopefully they can get back to their winning ways, make a playoff push, and you never know. We shall see what happens. A couple of things I do want to bring up while we have a few minutes here NFL-wise. I just want to quickly comment on the Stephon Diggs video that has been going around, because what are we doing? I mean, what's really going on here? If you haven't seen it, Stephon Diggs, there's a video, and he's on a boat. He's on a boat with, apparently, his new girlfriend, Cardi B, and that's a whole nother story, him and Cardi B dating. But him and his new girlfriend, Cardi B, are on a boat, and Cardi B is not around him. There's these other girls around him, and then he pulls out this pink substance. I don't know what the pink substance is. You can use your imagination on what it could be. I don't know what it is. I have no clue, and I'm not going to jump to conclusions about what it could be. But he pulls out this pink substance around these ladies. And again, there's got to be a camera like 5 feet away from him. Literally. Like, it seems like he's almost posing for the camera. I hope this is maybe a part of a music video. I don't know. But it don't seem like it's a part of a music video. Anywho, he pulls out this pink substance. And then these women start begging for this pink substance, it seemed like. And then he's kind of teasing them like, oh, what's my name? What's my name? They call him daddy and everything. You can go watch the video. It's kind of crazy. So obviously the problem with this is there's an unidentified pink substance. The lady's part, he got to do with Cardi B. I don't know if, Cardi saw what was going down there or not, because I thought that was a little weird. But anywho, Mike Vrabel was asked about it, and he just basically said, we need our players to make great choices on and off the field. And then anything, going on that is talked about between him and Stephon Diggs about this said video is going to be, held and done behind closed doors. So I don't know. It just seems like, just why? I really just want to know why. Like, I hope this is for, like, I really do hope this is like an intro to a music video or something. Like, I really do. And we don't know, but it just seems very weird because, again, there was a camera right there. It almost seems like he was playing it up for a camera. I have no clue. But this is just a weird situation that you just hope isn't anything too crazy. So I just thought that was a little strange. But that was one of the NFL headlines that was kind of making its rounds around the news cycle yesterday. But that is my time. Appreciate you all tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow on a Friday. Can the Braves take two or three, or sweep the I'll say it still take two or three, but they're going to have to win both games today in a split doubleheader. Hopefully they can get that done, take two or three from the Phillies, and we'll see if we have our finals matchup set by tomorrow. We'll talk about that and more. We'll get your thoughts on Grillin' Dylan 2 coming up on a Friday edition of the Hometown Take. But coming up next, it's a Thursday edition of the Morning Shift with Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, and Bo Squid Billy Morgan. That's coming up right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Peace.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.